We have on the line with us Sarah Vance, who works with the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, that's OCAP, is now celebrating just today its 15th anniversary. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you as part of this special broadcast commemorating this historic march to Ottawa, but we also want to reflect on the 15th anniversary of OCAP and its work, not only on poverty issues, but its work on immigration. Could you start with the issues surrounding this 15th anniversary? What is the reflection that someone such as yourself, who has worked with OCAP for a number of years, what are the kinds of reflections that you're considering today?
Oh, my God. Well, I guess some of them, for me at least, in the history that I'm personally coming from, is that I sort of entered into doing political activism always believing that organizations never last, or if they do, they become stagnant and they lose meaning and they lose inspiration. And so to be able to kind of reflect on a 15th anniversary and say that doesn't have to happen, you can grow as a group of people, you can develop your politics, you can expand and contract with the political context that you're working in, and you can survive and still have meaning and still be politically useful and provide a focal point for activism is like a powerful, positive reflection for me today, for sure.
And on the 15 years of work of OCAP on and around anti-poverty issues, and not only the work around anti-poverty, but the work around immigration. What is this 15th anniversary mark there?
Well, I mean, our work sort of deals with a host of different faces of poverty because, you know, that's the reality of poverty in Canada. It's not a homogenous group of people or people in a very particular set of circumstances exactly. So our work spans from everything from fighting for affordable housing and fighting against the government to fighting for raises in welfare rates to fighting against Immigration Canada, fighting for status, fighting around individual cases of deportation and of people caught into desperate poverty by the government and trapped there. And then when they're not exploitable as useful labor or they're not deemed to be exploitable for useful labor in this country, then they're set up for deportation. So fighting against that on an ongoing basis, often in a very personalized individual way, responding to people coming to us for support and that kind of thing. And then other campaigns that also are deeply connected to immigration issues, like our campaign around taxi drivers in Toronto, who are a massive immigrant labor force, who are trapped in poverty, who work incredibly hard and get treated extremely poorly and experience the brunt of a lot of the racism in Canadian society and the racism in the police force, supporting them and organizing with them around those issues. So there's a whole host of different things that we are involved in an ongoing basis.
That's the picture of today, Sarah, but I'm also wondering in the 15 years of OCAP's work, beginning and being rooted in anti-poverty issues, coming today to cover all of the milieu of the faces of poverty, as you describe, what work has changed in the last 15 years? How has the direction of the organization changed in the last 15 years? And do you see it changing in the future as well?
Yeah, definitely, and I think that we have to change in order to continue to be politically relevant and useful. OCAP started from a very small group of people who were unemployed workers whose organizing history and political understanding was very much rooted in union organizing and in frustration with a lot of the union bureaucracy. But it was kind of set up on that model, and it was very much looking at poverty and people who are unemployed as being a working class struggle, and welfare rates and lack of affordable housing, that kind of thing, being, you know, a purposeful piece of the system that helps to keep unions weak and helps to undermine the minimum wage, et cetera, et cetera. And it kind of has gone through different stages with the times. There was there has been a stage and a big part of our history that's been rooted in having a lot of homeless people as members and working a lot around homelessness issues on a very broad, like, national scale and going to Ottawa. Similarly, like Solidarity Cross Borders March is going down to that seat of power and demanding that some of the most dispossessed people in Canadian society have a right and that the government has a responsibility to them and that they will be fought if they don't make good on their responsibilities. And it's also ebbed and flowed, of course, with the Mike Harris years and that tremendous upsurge of people under attack and people recognizing that whatever protections they felt that they had under a sort of welfare state were being, like, massively and rapidly stripped away. But over the years, also, we've begun to move organizationally and in terms of the direction of struggle and where it sort of naturally leads us to working more and more over the years with immigrants, both directly fighting for status in this country, but also as a massive segment of the poor population in Canada and particularly in Toronto as well, of people just struggling on a day-to-day basis. So whether it be us organizing with poor vendors in Chinatown trying to sell vegetables on the street and being accosted by law enforcement officers, or working with hotel workers who are not appropriately represented by their union and are fighting all kinds of different forms of harassment and attacks, to working with cabbies, to working around, you know, the issue of raising the welfare rates is like deeply affecting for a lot of immigrants who are stuck in that situation of having to rely on the welfare system and being unable to provide the basic necessities of life to their families. So by investing more and more in those different kinds of struggles, we are also moving more, I think, towards a reflection and a series of action around poverty and campaign around poverty that are really very much rooted in the face of poverty today in Toronto specifically and more generally in Canada, and around being rooted in struggles and working with the struggles, being part of the struggles with a whole myriad of different groups who there's a necessity for those groups to come together to fight poverty on a massive scale in Canada and to fight for the very basic right to even remain in this country. So whether it's homeless people fighting to remain in the neighborhoods where they have services and they have some form of supports, or whether it's people without status fighting to even be allowed to get the grand privilege of remaining on Canadian soil that's not even, ought not to even be Canadian state controlled in the first place, that forms a big, big piece of who we are and what we struggle for and what struggles we respect.
15 years of working within the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, what have, at least with the opportunities that you found in the time that you've worked there, what in its 15-year history inspires you to face the challenges that you'll see in the next, say, 15 years?
Well, I mean, a big piece of it is necessity, right? There's inspiration and then there's necessity. And a big piece of it is to watch the profound impact that struggle has on people, both in terms of the ability to make gains over time. I mean, we have, you know, I'm not going to pretend it's not a hard battle or that it's a glowing victory on a consistent basis or something along those lines. That would just be false. But there have been, in those years of struggle, many victories, many on a much smaller scale and some on a broader scale that make it all worth the fight. But it also makes it worth the fight, and it's another piece that kind of gets glossed over oftentimes, I think, is that when people who are shit on constantly, who have to fight for every single little thing, who have no, there's no sense of entitlement for them in Canadian society, for to be working in that environment and to be working oneself and working with a group and working with larger communities, fighting that and taking space and taking power, whether it's marching to Ottawa or whether it's taking over a building or what have you, even when you know you're not necessarily, you're probably not going to win that victory overnight. You're not going to win it in a single march, and an occupation is probably going to end in people getting hauled out. It's people taking that space and saying, we are worthwhile. We refuse to simply submit. We will not just be, you know, dejected victims trying to, you know, wiggle through the bureaucracy and hope that we're some of the lucky ones that are deemed deserving enough to get some of the pittance offered by the welfare system or by the Canadian immigration system, that we will fight for this and that we are a constituency that can't be ignored. That seeing that time and time again, and how it impacts people, how like oftentimes gives people the strength to survive. I mean, I many times over the years have worked with people who wanted to kill themselves, you know, especially around immigration issues. Like countless times I've worked with people and supporting people struggling against deportation who had many moments of saying, I can't do it, I'm not going to win, I want to kill myself, I'm incredibly depressed, I'm just going to go, or whatever. And watching people go through that transformation of coming to fight and often winning, sometimes not winning, but having that restoration of personal dignity and a basic survival of being able to say, I am fighting and I am not acquiescing. And, you know, if they want to bring me down, they're going to have to bring me down kicking and screaming. Has been very inspiring over the years, for sure.
And the 15th anniversary is being marked this weekend in Toronto with anniversary activities, as OCAP is still kicking and screaming, based in Toronto, a direct action anti-poverty organization. We've been speaking with Sarah Vance, who's worked with the group OCAP for a number of years around immigration issues. Sarah, you mentioned the walk to Ottawa. We are doing a special broadcast and reflection on the historic nature of this march of non-status people to Ottawa, demanding status and into deportations and into security certificates and regularization for all non-status people. When you look at this march and note the history around it, and also consider your own involvement in working around immigration issues with OCAP in Toronto, what is it that you'd like to share with our listeners concerning how we are to remember and consider the importance of marches such as these?
Well, I think by doing this kind of march, non-status immigrants are claiming a rightful place within Canada as a constituency that can't be ignored. And as a constituency that's not fleeting, that's not visitors looking for some form of privilege or looking for some form of favor in order to benefit them, their lives, but instead as like part of the very like fabric of our society, of like people who, Canadian state structure and capitalism in this country is incredibly dependent upon. And so to watch people from Montreal marching and joining that legacy of people, whether unemployed people, homeless people, poor people, working people, women, what have you, marching through time to that symbolic seat of power in Canada and claiming their rightful place and claiming the right and forcing the government to no longer ignore them is like a very powerful thing and joins part of a like long and very honorable history in this country of people doing similar things for hundreds of years. And so it's inspiring, and like props to all of those people who are marching and all the people who are supporting the Solidarity Across Borders movement, because it is, you know, high time that this government was forced to recognize and forced to see those faces of people who are very much part of the backbone of this country and the country's economy and country's fabric, and being forced not to be able to ignore people's entitlement.
Sarah Vance, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us in today's discussion.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much for having me.